Terry sometimes does, Terry sometimes doesn't. But I invite us to say, as we look at the sun setting, glory, holy, blessed be God, behold. We utter them quietly, and I invite us to say them out loud. Sometimes I actually lift my arms in praise just to say thank you, God, for the beautiful ending of this day. It's like we're unable to hold back our deep adoration of this which God has created, this beautiful way of bringing end to a day. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Last week, as we spoke about the deep value of extending blessings to one another, of pouring out God's ways and God's characteristics and what we believe God wants for us to have over those in our faith community, we spoke words of blessing over into each other. And do you remember that American Sign Language sign for blessing? Anybody? Do you remember that sign? We're like this. There, Claire's got it. So we did that sign. We blessed each other, or we blessed the big group. And today what we're going to do is we're going to bless God, or we're going to bless God. So what does it mean to bless God? God who is perfect, God who is God, God who is whole, God who is the beginning and the end, God who is all-powerful. So I've wondered this week, what value do we bring to God when we bless him? When I bless you, when I bless others, my hope really is that these words of blessing that I extend will grow or will replace something that's not going well within you. So if I'm extending the blessing of peace to Daniel, I'm hopeful that the peace of God will grow and flourish within Daniel. But when I bless God, what is my blessing doing? What is that value? It can't bring God more strength. Our blessing definitely can't bring God more peace. And yet we are invited to, we are actually asked to bless God not only with our lips, but also with our souls, with our complete and whole beings, with our whole selves. The Hebrew word for bless is very closely related to the word to kneel or to bow down. So when we bless God, the posturing that we're inviting into is a posture of kneeling down or of bowing down. I don't know when the last time is that you knelt down before God or that you physically bowed down before God and blessed God's name, but I encourage you to take that posture on this week, to try it as it were, to experience a sense of adoring, of blessing God in that posture. And so we're invited to take this very reverent posture of worship, to kneel, to bow down, to lift our hands in praise. And by doing so, our body, our soul, our mind, and our tongue, they are all offering deep thanks and praise to God, who is our creator, our provider, our shelter, our presence. And in blessing God, we are taking our eyes off of ourselves. Our blessing of God is this exclamation of our gratitude and our admiration of God, that God is greater than we are, that I am not my own stealing, that God is present to us. Blessing God acknowledges our relationship with God. In giving deep thanks, that we are acknowledging God's presence, we're acknowledging his goodness and his deep capacity, his movement within our lives. We are recognizing God's work, and we're recognizing his involvement. And we are showing our deepest appreciation, again, that we are not alone, that we are not creating this life that we have on our own. We are bowing our hearts. It's actually what we do when we posture ourselves in a bow. We're bowing our hearts and our minds to God who is greater than who we are, and to God in whom we put our trust. Psalm 92:1 tells us that it is good to praise the Lord and to make music to his name. Blessing God is a good thing. That means that it's a pleasant, it's a valuable, and it's an excellent thing to do to bless God. And there are so many references to God, to blessing God in Scripture. Psalm 134 says, "Come, bless the Lord. All you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord." Deuteronomy 8:10 says, "And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you." So after we eat and we are full, after we have an experience where we feel the fullness of God, we are to bless God for the good things that he has given us. A favorite verse of mine is, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name." And so this morning as we enter worship, it's like we are entering his courts with thanksgiving. And we are invited many times throughout our service to bless the Lord. Psalm 96 says, "Sing to the Lord. Bless his name." It is something that the Christian church does. It's very unique. We don't often gather anymore as a people to sing. But when we come to church, we raise our voices in song to sing blessings to his name. And in 1 Chronicles 29, David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." In front of the whole gathered people, David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel." And so when you picture the psalmist blessing the Lord, what do you imagine? When David blessed the Lord in front of the whole assembly, what did he do? What was his actions? What was his posture? What was his disposition? What were the volume of his words when he blessed the Lord in front of the whole assembly? What emotion do you think the people in Scripture are saying, "Bless the Lord"? What is their emotion when they invite us to join them in blessing the Lord? We heard earlier in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." All that is within me. Like, that's huge. All that is within us, everything that is within us, bless the Lord. Sometimes we reference a sporting event where the Toronto Maple Leafs are trying so hard to make it into the Stanley Cup, and they get that goal that takes them one step further, one game further, and there's this uproar. I love watching when the Raptors or the Jays or the Leafs are playing, and outside somewhere in Toronto there's that great big screen and all these people are gathered outside and there's just this roar of celebration. I think that's what God invites us to do, to have a roar of celebration when we bless God with all that is within me. It won't look the same for all of us. As I said earlier, when I invite Terry sometimes to do this big expression, exclamation of blessing, it takes him a little while to jump in there. That's not his nature. Terry would rather go do a quiet blessing, to be out in his shop and sanding something smooth and blessing God in the quietness of that space. And so we won't all do a blessing of God the same way, but God invites us, or really in some ways commands us, to pause, to reflect, and to deeply contemplate, and then to express that for which we are blessing God. This week, as I was thinking about this topic, all of a sudden, Genesis 1, the story of God fully engaged in creation, kept coming to my mind. And so I thought, well, if it keeps coming to my mind, I'm going to go read about it. And as I read the acts of God creating again, it starts like this: "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good." So in this first chapter of our Holy Scripture, God creates water, sky, land, day and night, vegetation, animals, and humans. And after each work of creation, the Scripture says that God saw that they were good. Scripture reads, God saw everything he had made and that it was very good. There was evening, then morning, then the sixth day. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. And I thought about using this as our model. I believe that we too, like God, are invited to step back, that we can pause in our lives and we can say to God as a blessing, you are good. Or just like God, this is good. And we offer this as a blessing. And God, this is good and you are good and I bless you. I bless your name. It seemed that God paused after each day of creation and he reviewed. He looked closely at, he entered with his whole soul and he saw that it was good. And then God blessed all that he had done. And we are invited to bless all that God does and has done in our lives. And so I'm going to invite you into something, an exercise. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to reflect on three recent things that you are thankful for. And as things, I mean people, provision, creation, a moment, an event. So I want you to think of three things, recent things if you are able, that you are thankful for. And then I want you to go through those slowly and pause after each one and say, God, I bless you for whatever that was. So things could be, I bless you for laughter with a friend. And just let your whole being know what it means to bless God. Let that come alive as saying thank you to God. The three things that I am recently thankful for are a sunset over Sauble that I was able to see this weekend where I really did say, behold. And thank you, God, I bless your name. Then at Snack Attack this week is my second one. Two youth who have volunteered with us for the last 3 years have graduated from high school, and we thought we said goodbye to them at the end of last year. And all of a sudden, these two guys who are in a gap year come racing into the gym, and they are ready to serve. And it blessed me. It blessed me that they remembered Snack Attack. It blessed me that the Gathering Church had been meaningful in their lives and they said, yes, we want to return. And it blessed the kids who were familiar with seeing them. And I blessed Rocco because Rocco has formed this life-giving relationship into these two youth lives. And that was something that I paused and said, God, I bless you that you invite us to serve within and with this community of Chandler Mowat. And there was a moment in Terry in my life this week that was beyond coincidence. And it came in a moment where deep provision was given, and we said, God, we bless you. We bless you for this provision with our whole being. We say thank you. And so would you join me in doing that? Think of three things that you are recently grateful for. In your mind, do them one at a time and pause after each one and say, I bless you, God, for this moment, for this person, and see what it means to bless God with your whole soul when you do that. And we're going to take a minute to do this together. Thank you. Amen. Let's together just say, bless the Lord. When we're doing an exercise as that, part of what my hope is that we experience with our beings what it means to praise God. And equally, we want to experience what it means to be blessed by God. And so we'll do that also another week. Last week, one of our children offered me a blessing, put a lifesaver in my hand, and spoke words of blessing over me. And that has stayed with me all week. I've probably shared this story 4 times, how this little person blessed me, and it holds. And so we want to be experiencing being a people of blessing and being a people of receiving blessing and being a people who bless God with our whole beings. So as we've said, we are invited to bless God, to have praise, to have his praise continually in our mouths is a verse in the psalm. And so this week, I invite us to intentionally bless God each day. When you see or experience something beautiful or meaningful, you might pause and say out loud if you are able, behold, or holy, or bless you, God. Or you might say it inside of yourselves throughout the day. Without anything sparking you to say this, I invite you to say, I bless you, God. I wake up in the morning and I can say, I bless you, God. I finish brushing my teeth. I bless you, God. I'm heading to work. I'm sipping on a cup of tea. I'm walking around the block. I can say, I bless you, God. And at least once this week, I invite you to try to bless God with all that is within you. I do not know what that's going to look for you, like for you, but I invite you to bless God with all that is within you, just to try it. Some of you might want to try it in your car where it feels a little safer. Some of you might want to be alone and do a little bless the Lord, O my soul, dance. Some of you might want to journal what it means to bless the Lord, O my soul. But I invite you to do that with all that is within you. Bless God. Many of us, whether in a journal, with a friend, around our dinner table, we like to review our day. Sometimes we say, what was the high, what was the low? In our life, we did the high, low, the hairy toe. And the hairy toe is just any crazy kind of moment that happened in your day that you could talk about it. Sometimes we say that which was really good, that which was challenging, that which, you know, was the best thing. And so this week, I invite you to add to that, especially if you are able around a dinner table when you're reviewing a day, to say, how were you blessed by God on this day? Say it to your children, to your spouse, to a friend. How did you experience God's blessing on this day? And then say, God, I bless you for that. And so we're adding into our day, into our faith, how we bless the Lord with all that is within us. 2 Corinthians says this, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us all in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Blessed be to this God. Let's pray. God, it's maybe a little bit hard for us to imagine what it means to bless the Lord with all that is within us. But you invite us to do that. And so this week, may we be courageous people of faith. May we be people who want to bless the Lord and therefore do bless the Lord. God, would you remind us throughout this week that you long to, that you love to hear our words of blessing. Thank you that you are worthy of our blessing. God, help us to be mindful, to pause, to step back, and to see that which is good, that which is provided by you. And give us courage in the days that don't seem so blessed to be able to say, bless your name. Amen.
I just want to